की
जय।
प्रभुपाद की जय। वी आर वेरी ब्लेस्ड टू हैव द अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ हियरिंग फ्रॉम इज़राइल राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज। महाराज जस्ट गो फॉर अ जीपीसी मीटिंग आफ्टर दिस सेशन, सो आई विल रियली कीप यस ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन वेरी 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 शॉर्ट नाउ। इज़राइल राधानाथ महाराज ही हैज़ बीन कंसीविंग ऑफ दिस आइडिया ऑफ दिस गोवर्धन इको विलेज since many years, since many decades ago, when he got all the beautiful dharmas and all the breathing done of Krishna Leela before, 10-15 years ago actually. And now, when this project manifested eventually, it is actually a dream of Srila Prabhupada, which Prabhupada expressed about having 7 temples in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. And keeping that in mind, Maharaj actually made this beautiful community here. With more than 2 dozen different kinds of components, like the protection for the cows and and also the Vrindavan village and also the Gurukul and the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapitam and nursery and yoga and multiple other things. So now not only the schools and colleges and corporate people are coming here in India, people all over the world are coming to this place and connecting. Earlier they were going to Rishikesh and other places for retreats, and people are coming here now. And the congregation, youths and children all are attracted to this wonderful project, which is actually Israel Radhanath Maharaj's brainchild. And Gauranga Prabhu, you know, being with Maharaj, always giving shape to all his desires very beautifully. Maharaj, this group of devotees who are assembled here, Maharaj, they are all youth preachers from different parts of Western India Divisional Council, and they are all going to different colleges, universities, schools, and cultivating the youths to take to Krishna consciousness. They do it under different headings like base or voice or choice or different names, and they have been cultivating for many years. In the recent past, we made a IIYC core committee, ISKCON India Youth Council, which has about 10 or 12? 10. Totally 10 members. And it ran for 2-3 years. After that, they decided that we will have 4 divisions in India, North, East, West and South. So that there can be more deeper penetration and more interaction amongst the youth preachers. So these are all youth preachers, and every one of them is reaching out to tens of hundreds of youths in their own respective places. They have all assembled here for a couple of days, coming together. Once in a year it happens like this, coming for a couple of days, and once in a year it is for all India. And all over India, Maharaj, there are 10,000 youths chanting 16 rounds of chanting Hare Krishna, and there are 679 youth preachers, which comes to like 680 youth preachers in India. So, and the West India has almost 200 youth preachers, and the North has 150, and the Eastern side has 120, and South India has 80. And total of almost like 500, total of about 650 youth preachers. So this group is going to come like this every year, and we are so blessed to have you amongst us today. You know, despite your health and everything, you are so kindly extending yourself, Maharaj. So we'd like to welcome Maharaj to this assembly. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासिदि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Can you hear me? Because with this mask, I cannot even hear myself, actually. it's too many. I am sincerely grateful, honored, and very happy to be with you today. I request forgiveness from all of you. I lost track of what day it is, because this morning I spent nice cow time with the cows, and somehow I lose track of this material world when I'm with the cows. And as His Grace Radhe Shyam Prabhu introduced me, he reminded me that I have a GBC meeting at 5 o'clock. I completely lost track of that. So we only have a few minutes. I want to thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, for this most valuable service that you are rendering. When Srila Prabhupada first came to America, in 1965, before ISKCON existed, he was living in a tiny rented room in a small public building called the YMCA in Butler, Pennsylvania. He had no kitchen, so he would walk approximately 1 kilometer to Gopal and Sally Agarwal's house so that he could cook. But he gave a special lecture at Slippery Rock State College. That was the first time in the history of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes that he directly preached to the youth of the West. Many years later, I was giving lectures at that same place. And I met the same professors that invited Srila Prabhupada, Professor Larson and Professor Sharma. Professor Larson was telling me all about when Srila Prabhupada came. He gave lectures at many of his classes. And in between, Professor Sharma gave him some dried fruits and some fruits. Srila Prabhupada wouldn't eat anything else that he didn't cook himself. And he said Srila Prabhupada wanted to take walks around the campus with him. Srila Prabhupada was asking so many questions to Professor Larson because he really wanted to understand the mindset, the values, the problems of the people of America who he was preaching to, and especially the students. We sat on this bench together, Professor Larson and myself. He brought me there. He said for about an hour, he and Srila Prabhupada sat on the same exact bench. And Srila Prabhupada was asking, what kind of tree is this? We don't have trees like this in India. And he was saying, this is an oak tree. What is this? This is an elm tree. And he was telling, Prabhupada was asking all about each tree. And Professor Larson told me, Srila Prabhupada was so expert in the way he preached Krishna consciousness. First he listened to me about all the different types of trees that were there in America. And then he asked, would you like to hear about some of the trees in India? And of course, he said, yes. And then he said, there is the Kadamba tree. Then he began to tell about Kadamba trees, Krishna, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of Bhagavan Paramatma. He was playing on the Kadamba tree. He would tell him pastimes. This is the neem tree where Lord Chaitanya was born, and he told him all about Lord Chaitanya. He said, he made your teaching so interesting to me because he first took interest in me. He was really impressed. And then Srila Prabhupada showed him the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that he brought with him in three volumes, the first canto. And he said, Prabhupada said, I would like if in reciprocation for my coming to your classes, you put this in your library. And he said he personally bought the books and put them in the library. I said, can we go to the library? I wanted to see if they're still there. They were still there, so many years later. They were the books that Srila Prabhupada personally handed to him in his first event in America. Because when he was staying, at the YMCA, he gave one little talk. Otherwise, this was the first event. And in 1969, actually, one more thing about Butler, Pennsylvania. Professor Larson said, he was asking me, whatever happened to Swamiji? Because he didn't know the name Prabhupada, he just knew Swamiji. And I told him about all the publications and all the book distributions and hundreds of millions of Bhagavad Gitas and Srimad Bhagavatams and all of the translations and all of the temples and all of the schools and all of the farm communities. He was shocked. He said, I don't believe it. He was an old man. He was so humble and unassuming. I knew he was a great scholar and a deep lover of God, but I could never imagine that he could be a leader of a whole movement. He said it must have been his disciples who did everything because he was so humble. I said, his disciples could not keep up with him. He said, now I understand. In 1969, Srila Prabhupada wrote letters to all his leaders because it was the first time that he had a large group of people, the youth of America, in the colleges, singing and dancing. It was at Ohio State University. One of the largest colleges in America. And Hayagriva Prabhu was a professor there at the time, and Pradyumna Prabhu, who became Prabhupada's personal Sanskrit editor, and he traveled with him in his entourage more than anyone in history, Pradyumna Prabhu. The two of them had a little house in Columbus, and they arranged this lecture in an auditorium. And Srila Prabhupada went, he was with this one poet and cultural activist named Allen Ginsberg. And they became good friends. Srila Prabhupada had kirtan, and 2,000 students in the West were chanting and dancing. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy. He was sending letters to all his leaders. The colleges are such fertile places to preach. Nowhere else can we get 2,000 young people enthusiastically chanting and dancing. He was encouraging leaders all over the world to put emphasis on college preaching. And of course, in the early 70s, 1971, Srila Prabhupada came back to reestablish Krishna consciousness in India. And there were many lectures and conversations where Srila Prabhupada would tell dignified leaders of India society, whether it be business or politics or technology, whatever it was, education. He said, I would tell people when I was living in Vrindavan and I was preaching, just let me have one of your sons to help me spread Lord Chaitanya's mission all over the world. And how successful the Sanatan Dharma and Bharatvarsha's true mission will be. But Srila Prabhupada said, nobody would help. How much we can understand from this, Srila Prabhupada had confidence in what the youth of India could do to spread this movement. And sitting before me, if I had more time, I would love to glorify each and every one of you. But we have Radhesham Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu. They connected to Krishna consciousness while in college. And see how many other people they have inspired. And I believe all of the leaders here, so many, have done the same. Srila Prabhupada is proud of you. Srila Prabhupada is so very, very proud and so grateful and is bestowing so much blessings for the service that you're doing. And my beloved God brothers, God sisters, how grateful we are to you for giving such pleasure and assisting Srila Prabhupada in this most crucial and wonderful way. Srila Prabhupada very much, from the very beginning of his preaching mission, he felt that if the youth of India can take to Krishna consciousness, how much they can inspire the whole world to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. When Srila Prabhupada first met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and 100 years ago from today, or from this year, in 1922, Srila Prabhupada was 25 years old. He took the mission of his Guru Maharaj as his life and soul at that time. That was Srila Prabhupada's prayer and his vision. Thank you. Many of you have sacrificed so much of your lives for this mission. Empowerment comes through surrender. Through knowledge and cultivation of knowledge, we can technically know what to say to present our Guru Parampara. But it's through our surrender that grace is infused within that knowledge. Surrender. Vyavashayatmaka budhyare keha kuru nandana bahusha kahyanantasya budhayo vyavashayana. When Srila Prabhupada read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary for this verse of the Gita, he revealed to us the spirit of surrender that he wants all of us to have. The verse, one who is on this path is resolute in purpose and their aim is one. The intelligence of the irresolute is many-branched. The Tika purport, this means one should make the order of the spiritual master one's life and soul. I believe the title of my talk was Cooperation and Unity. Spirit of cooperation. That is an integral, intrinsic aspect of our surrender. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted so much cooperation. Srila Prabhupada taught us if we're really studying and understanding his books sincerely, then we will not be distracted by all the petty little things that people fight about. If we're really looking at the goal of what pleases our guru, then most all the things that we divide and fight, we may disagree, but we do it with the respect of Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada said, united, we will succeed. Divided, we will fall. He used this example with these words. So the spirit of cooperation is what will please Srila Prabhupada. The results without those will not really be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada explained, immediate results without cultivating the future is like penny wise, pounds foolish. We get a success, but in the process, we're dividing the future of Mahaprabhu's movement. The spirit of cooperation, Srila Prabhupada was emphatic. And therefore, it is a sacred expression of our surrender to him. To perform our sadhana, 16 rounds, to study his books, to live with Vaishnav character, and with a spirit of cooperation to spread this mission all over India and all over the world. That is the gift of service that we've all been given to Srila Prabhupada on behalf of our whole Guru Parampara. And accepting that spirit in our words, our actions, is how we surrender. And how we are individually and collectively empowered. How much suffering, How much division. People are fighting wars over some natural resources in a piece of land. People are dying of pandemics and diseases. There's so much division and so much fighting in this world. Why? Because it's Kali Yuga. Quarrel and hypocrisy are the qualities of Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to rescue us from the influence of Kali Yuga. We shouldn't fall in Kali's trap and think we're quarreling and hypocrisy in the name of Krishna. The world has enough of that. We shouldn't just be another division of that. There's such suffering. Advaita Acharya cried for all these people. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended for all these people. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan and traveled around the world at such an elderly age of ill health for all these people. We have been entrusted with Lord Chaitanya's mission in Srila Prabhupada's service. What a fortune. What a responsibility. And what an opportunity. On practical, real life, day-to-day basis to surrender. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur would say, in order to preach, you must be enthusiastic. But the Sangam of Vaishnavas is through all of the various attacks of Maya that come on everyone, we must keep that spirit of cooperation wherein we can keep each other enthusiastic. And meetings such as today from various parts of India, from various projects, you are all coming together to share your realizations, to inspire one another, to enliven each other's faith, to facilitate and educate, to give each other more and more knowledge and tools to preach. That is wonderful. We are so profoundly honored that you chose to have this sacred sangam at our Govardhan Eco Village, and we are allowed to serve you. I pray for you. I pray that Srila Prabhupada and all of your spiritual masters and all of our parampara shower blessings, mercy, and grace upon you in your lives, in your bhakti, and in your seva. And now my seva is to go to a GBC meeting. So I wish I could be longer. But sometimes surrender is, we do the needed. We do what is expected. And with these words of appreciation and prayer, I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. We want to give a small gift to Maharaj, which is actually a compilation of Srila Prabhupada's
Srila Prabhupada's name.
In Pune.
Pune
devotee.
See the cover of that?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah.